Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to learn about the halacha of putting on tzitzis, or maybe even talis as well, at home, in addition to tefillin, and only then walking out of the house and going to shul that way. So what's the concept? Where's the basis for this? Is it brought lehalacha, or is it simply a pi kabbalah? So we are actually going to start out with the Zohar, Parshas Eschanan, who says as follows. I'll read it and translate it. Uman da'ay lebei kenishta, somebody who goes to shul, kadnafik mitarev lo tefillin bereishe v'tzitzis b'levushe. And he goes to shul and he's not wearing talis and tefillin yet. So he leaves his home not wearing talis and tefillin, arrives at shul, still not wearing talis and tefillin. And he says as follows, eshtachave el heichal kodshe b'yirasecha, I'm coming here, I am bowing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds back, this is not a person who fears me. This is somebody, in fact, who is giving false testimony. The reason is because he's not wearing talis and tefillin. So we see there the Zohar is really telling us that it's pretty negative to go to shul without talis and tefillin. That is somebody who's not a Yirei Shamayim, and somebody who is indeed giving false testimony when he's saying, I am bowing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fear. So on a more positive note, the Kaf HaChaim says that somebody who indeed does go to shul, and he's wearing his tzitzis, and he leaves his home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy, and the destructive malach, malach hamashchis, that malach will move out of his way, and that person will be saved from any nezek and mashchis, any nezek, any danger, any damage, any destruction that day. So it's a skula for having a healthy, safe day. There's another Zohar that says as follows, that when somebody leaves his home, he pesach beisel, wearing talis and tefillin, in fact, that's a very positive thing. He is greeted there by the Shechina and two angels, one on his right side, and one on his left side, and they give him a bracha. So we see the power here. It's avoiding negatives. It's, in fact, very positive to go to shul wearing talis and tefillin. And this isn't only a Zohar. You have to look. It's brought lahalacha. The Darkei Moshe brings this lahalacha. The Machatzis HaShekel brings this lahalacha as well. So let's look this concept of going talis and tefillin to shul. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim, Simon Chafei, Sif Bei, says as follows, that somebody who is careful when it comes to putting on a talis katan, he should put it on. Yil bishenu v'yaniach tefillin bebezo. Put it on at home. Put on your tefillin at home and go to shul with your tzitzis on and with your tefillin on. And there you should put on your talis gadol. So 2 points. Point number one is indeed this concept of putting on at least the tzitzis, at least the talis katan, at home, and the tefillin, that is brought lahalacha. And interestingly, for some reason, we'll have to delve into shortly, the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to somebody who wears a talis, a married man, or a German descent, they put on the talisim, and also Sfaradim put on the talisim from Bar Mitzvah, do that in shul. So why would that be in shul as opposed to the tefillin and the talis katan at home? And the Ramah adds on the Ashkenazic practice, the ho'olam nahagu lihis atef af betalis gadol kodem. In fact, the world is noeg to put on not only the talis katan at home and the tefillin at home, but also to put on the talis gadol, the regular talis at home, say the bracha at home, and then go to shul wearing talis and tefillin. So we could obviously say that it seems that there is a machlokis, a halachic difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. They're both agreeing, put on the talis katan at home and put on your tefillin at home. But when it comes to the talis gadol, it seems where you have a machlokas, putting on the talis, the Ramah is saying put it on at home as well, whereas the Shulchan Aruch is saying put on the talis gadol at shul. So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses this, and he says, you may want to think that this is a machlokas, but in fact, there is no machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And he says as follows, that the Zohar tells us, La vola beis hakenesis mutar betizlis tefillin. You have to come to shul based on the Zohar when you're wearing your talis and tefillin, and you have to put on your talis, or your talis katan, at least your tzitzis, before your tefillin. So we're going to be mekayim that with the tzitzis, not the talis gadol. And in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, their minag was to not wear the talisim out only when they got to shul. Why is that? We'll see shortly. And in the time of the Ramah, it was otherwise. So the Orach HaShulchan explains as follows what's going on. Ein cholek al beis Yosef. We have the Ramah that says put on the talis at home. He's not disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch, but simply elabizmanu hayu hayodim darim beinam levein atzman. At the time of the Ramah, the Jews lived by themselves in their own towns and their own communities. Vayu yecholim leilech gam betalis gadol beis hakanesis. And accordingly, they could wear their talisim out in public and go to shul that way. And accordingly, they did not have to rely to fulfill the mandate of the Zohar of putting tzitzis and tefillin on at home. They didn't have to rely on the talis katan. They were able to do it with the talis gadol, which is the ikar way to do it, and the tefillin, and go to shul that way. So at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, or in the location, more accurately, because the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch overlapped in their lives. Shulchan Aruch lived a lot longer, the Ramah shorter, but they lived in very different places, with the Ramah living in Ashkenazic areas and the Shulchan Aruch living in Sephardic areas. The Aruch HaShulchan is explaining that the Jews, Ashkenazic Jews, lived in their own communities and were able to walk in the proper way with talisim having put on at home. Now, on the other hand, where the Shulchan Aruch lived, or Yosef Karo, they used to live amongst the non-Jews, and accordingly, they were fulfilling the mandate of the Zohar, but they were relying on their talis katan, not their talis gadol, to put on at home, and only when they got to shul would they put on the more obvious talis at shul, so they didn't have to walk with their talis out going amongst the non-Jews. Very interesting explanation of what we would otherwise have thought is a halachic machlok, is a halachic debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Now, bottom line here is that we have, accordingly, based on the Zohar, and brought in both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah to put on, at the minimum, tzitzis and tefillin at home, and ideally the talis as well. Have a wonderful day.